From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, March 18th. Coming up, we'll learn about the recent efforts to lower penalties for cockfighting in Oklahoma and what people from game, fowl, and animal rights groups are doing about it. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Fighting Illini men's basketball team is back in Champaign-Urbana with a win and a tournament title. David Schuster reports.
Terrence Shannon Jr. scored 34 points as Illinois won the Big Ten tournament 93-87 over Wisconsin. Shannon Jr. scored 74 points over his last two games, and on Sunday he was aided by teammate Marcus Domask, who chipped in with 26 points.
It means everything. You know, in my college career, I haven't gotten a ring yet, so to come here and get the ring, this is the conversations, the visions I had with Coach during the recruiting process, and we came here and got the job done.
Illinois defeated Ohio State, Nebraska, and Wisconsin to win its second title in 4 years. They will be the number 3 seed in the upcoming NCAA East Regional, while Wisconsin will be a 5 seed in the Midwest. I'm David Schuster.
A proposal in Springfield would ban the sale and distribution of some products made with so-called forever chemicals starting next year. Jade Marceau reports.
PFAS chemicals can be found in everything from carpet to food packaging. Research has shown that some of these chemicals can be harmful to human health. The proposal will phase out the sale of certain products with intentionally added PFAS. Illinois Democratic Senator Laura Fine is the bill sponsor.
We need to lead the way in Illinois and nationwide in taking the necessary steps to prevent this compound from causing severe health issues and irreversible damage to our environment.
The bill will expand the ban to all products containing PFAS by 2032, unless those goods cannot be made without it. Jane Marceau, WBZ News. I'm Jane Marceau.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's office announced plans to demolish and rebuild two rundown prisons. Mawa Iqbal reports.
An outside review last year found Stateville and Logan correctional facilities to both be nearly inoperable. That's due to years of deferred repairs, creating what prisoner rights advocacy groups call inhumane conditions. The state has not released plans for where current employees and inmates at Stateville and Logan will be transferred during the construction. Anders Lindahl with trade union AFSCME says the prison workers the union represents are wary.
Does that threaten to further destabilize the workforce? Does it incentivize people to leave the workforce? Does that make your staffing crisis even worse?
The state's nearly $1 billion construction project is expected to be completed in the next 3 to 5 years. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Muslim holy month of Ramadan began this month. Dua al-Dusiki is a Palestinian activist in Champaign. She told the 21st talk show, "This year felt different as Israel's war in Gaza continues." She shared her reflections in a poem.
"This year, though, I can't help but wonder if those in Gaza can spot the new moon amongst the bombs in their skies. This year, we welcome this blessed month with heavy hearts, knowing our brothers and sisters have been starving for months."
NPR reports the U.S. is working with other countries and nonprofits to airdrop food aid. Israel has limited and sometimes rejected aid by road. The last day of Ramadan is April 9th. Still to come, we'll learn what people from game, fowl, and animal rights groups are doing about Oklahoma's recent efforts to lower the penalties for cockfighting. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
New on Masterpiece is a 3-part miniseries based on the life of 1960s actress and television presenter Nolly Gordon. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Gordon, who was beloved by viewers and admired by her co-stars, but who was a thorn in the side of some directors. When she's unexpectedly fired at the height of her career, Nolly and her fans refuse to be silent. This series explores how the establishment turns on women who refuse to conform. Members can watch all 3 episodes now with WILL Passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Cockfighting, the practice of fighting roosters, has been around for centuries. In the U.S., it's been illegal since 2007, both at the federal and state level. Yet thousands of roosters, known as game fowl, are still raised across the country. In Oklahoma, there's an effort to lower the penalties for cockfighting. And as Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, people from both game fowl and animal rights groups are watching carefully.
Are you There are rows of small white structures housing individual roosters on Troy Thompson's farm in southern Oklahoma.
You know, some people like pigs, some people like horses, I like chickens.
Breeds of domestic fowl like these colorful hatches and calsos have been historically bred for fighting, but Thompson says he sells the birds for breeding purposes. He has been around roosters his whole life and says there is a lot of interest around game fowl.
You know, there's hardly a town you can go to in the state of Oklahoma or any state or any town in Texas where somebody doesn't know something or owns some game fowl, one of those towns.
Thompson is a member of the Oklahoma Game Fowl Commission, a nonprofit with over 15,000 members. The group is pushing to lower the penalties for cockfighting from a felony to a misdemeanor. A few bills have been introduced in recent years in the Oklahoma legislature. The Game Fowl Commission's president, Anthony DeBoer, says the current law is too vague and penalties are excessive.
We want to be able to own and raise and sell the game fowl without interpretation of people trying to say that we're trying to fight them. And, you know, just not have to look over our shoulders because, you know, they're flying drones over and saying, you know, hey, you've got an illegal activity. And we're like, we're just raising chickens.
DeVore says the game fowl industry contributes millions of dollars to Oklahoma's economy. And he argues even teenagers involved in the Future Farmers of America could be prosecuted under the law. But prosecutors say it takes evidence of fighting, such as spurs and steroids for the birds.
But there is a big difference between having roosters because you're raising chickens and having roosters for fighting. Just a world of difference.
That's Drew Edmondson, Oklahoma's former attorney general. He defended the state's law before the Oklahoma Supreme Court back in the early 2000s and is now co-chair of the Law Enforcement Council of Animal Wellness Action, a nonprofit animal advocacy group. Edmondson says it's not surprising that Oklahoma breeders are donating to state legislators' campaigns in hopes of lowering the penalties for cockfighting.
It's big business for them. There's money to be made.
Even though it's a federal crime to transport roosters or paraphernalia for fighting, animal activists say fighting birds are being sold for hundreds, even thousands of dollars, and they're often going to international buyers in places including Guam and the Philippines. Cameron Harsh is the U.S. Director of World Animal Protection, an animal advocacy group. He says it can be hard to prove that breeders knowingly sold birds to be fought.
I think a lot of individuals are hiding their intent and they're selling to other businesses in other country markets where it's maybe tacitly accepted that these animals are going into fighting systems, but it's not explicitly determined.
There have been fighting pits uncovered from Indiana to Texas and farms raided in Oklahoma and Alabama. Brian Plum, a game fowl breeder in Missouri, says he's not involved in anything illegal. He says there are lots of misconceptions about game fowl and their breeders.
You know, they associate the rooster people with everything illegal. Gambling, drugs, prostitution, that's wrong. Most guys that raise roosters are country folks. There's a good old boy you run into down at the feed store, the local cafe. They're not what's been stereotypically labeled.
Plum says he finds these roosters to be majestic, and he wants to see these breeds preserved. As to lowering penalties for fighting the birds, he's in favor. After all, he says that's what they were bred to do. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 40 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by David Schuster, Mawa Iqbal, Jade Marso, Kennedy Vinson, and Anna Pope. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.